Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to stop that one. I didn't want that. We've got a new jingle. I'm going to play that now.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there is a better way to work.
So, good afternoon, everybody. We are on show 7 of our Engage for Success Radio. And technology problems happened again, this time only on the jingle, though. As you heard, we've got a new jingle, so we're going to retire the Return to Sender from the Royal Mail Choir, lovely though it has been for the last few weeks, and we're going to use the new jingle, so I hope you like it. But I am pleased to say that I'm on properly today. I'm supposed to be hosting. I'm Jo Dodds, and I have Ali on the other line, who was hosting last week but had lots of technical problems but is here today. Hi, Ali.
Hello. Yes, we don't like the gremlins, right, but luckily for me, they've gone today.
So last week you didn't have an internet or a phone line, did you? So it was all a bit of a trauma. So
at least we'll be able to do the show today.
At least we'll be able to do it today without the music from Pret-a-Manger in the background. So there we go. So we're going to be talking today about our Get Engaged video and interviewing Pete Stevenson from the Edge Picture Company. So are you there, Pete?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Oh, you are? Good, excellent. So I'll just start, before we do that, talking about a couple of events that are coming up so that people are aware of those, and then we'll sort of go into the interview about the video. But I would recommend, if you're interested in getting involved, either calling in, and you can do that by going to 001-347-237-4274. Or you can go onto our Google Plus event page and actually join in the conversation there. Ali's going to be monitoring that for us and jumping in and feeding back some of the feedback as and when things appear. So do feel free to go and look at our events page. And if you can't find that, go to our Twitter page and you can click through from there. Somebody looks like they've just called in, which is very exciting. So I'm just going to put them live. Hello, are you a caller? Hello? Hello, somebody just called in. You're live on the radio. Hello, can anyone hear me? No, they've gone away. Do you think they phoned us by accident?
No.
Okay, so to move on to the practitioner events, we've got one coming up on the 18th of February, 11 till 3 in Derbyshire at Sun Chemical, which is in South Normanton. So that's happening, and as ever, our events are free of charge, so just go to our website, Engage for Success, and click on the events section, and that'll give you more details and an opportunity to register for that. And then towards the end of the month, on the 27th of February, we've actually got one in Kent, which was a surprise to me, so I'm going to have a look at that one, which is in Maidstone, and that's running 8:45 till 12:45, in Maidstone, organised by I can't see who it is on here. It's by the Kent County Council, by the look of it. So Oakwood House in Maidstone. So again, if you go to the website, you can register to attend that event. Okay, so I'm going to get started with my interview with Pete. It's great to have you with us today, Pete.
No, it's great to be here.
Excellent. So tell us a bit more about you to begin with, and the Edge Picture Company.
Okay, well, The Edge is very focused. We do corporate films, and a lot of them are around engagement. We work for about a third of the FTSE. We're very passionate about what we do, and most of what we do is the sort of emotional side. How do you get someone excited about something? How do you change the way they behave? How do you make them feel more involved in processes or within the job they do? So an awful lot of that touches on engagement. So this was a really interesting and great fit from the beginning in terms of working to do something in this area.
Excellent. And you have quite a prestigious award, don't you? Just tell us that, go on, your chance to pitch the Edge Picture to us. What is this about X number of years running, you've won something impressive. Tell us that.
The best summary, I don't mean to boast on the radio. We do like to talk about being the best in the world in what we do and being very passionate about that. And probably the best summary of that is something called the New York Film and Television Festival, which chooses the best work, recognises the best work from all around the world. And they've chosen us as their production company of the year for each of the last 6 years. So hopefully we'll manage to continue with that. But
wow.
So it's, you know, it's about creating short films that that manage to start a bit of a buzz, start conversations, get people talking, get people seeing the world in a different way. And again, that's what we do generally. And obviously that was a big part of the Get Engaged film as well.
Mm-hmm. And let's just get the terminology right. It's film, isn't it? We do refer to video because we put it on YouTube and all that sort of stuff, which is the sort of normal vernacular, I suppose, for such things. But it's, from your perspective, it's a film.
We call them films, and maybe that's a bit old-fashioned. I mean, whether you call it digital, whether you call it video or film, it is obviously a digital medium. It used to be video because it was generally distributed on tape. The reason we call it film is because some of these other phrases, you know, the phrase corporate video is, seems to me extremely low rent and have all sorts of very poor connotations. So the reason we talk about film is really just that it's something that is imaginative, which is crafted, and which is thought about. But you're right. I mean, we can call it video, whatever.
I'll try and keep calling it film, though. So how and why did you get involved with Engage for Success in the first place?
Well, it goes back a couple of years, and I met David McLeod, and we were on a panel of some kind together, and we just got chatting, and he came in and saw what we did and got quite excited about it, warned us from the beginning that it would be a long, hard road and there wouldn't be any real budget, but it seemed such a great thing to be involved in that we kicked a few ideas around, and I met with him and Nita, and Ali got involved as well, and we ended up really defining what the job the film needed to do, which was to put a bit of colour and emotion and warmth around the whole subject. There's a whole load of stuff, as you know, on the website. There's evidence, there's toolkits and everything else. But if you don't know about that stuff already, it's probably harder to kind of summarise it. So what the film needed to do was kind of pitch the idea to someone in a very accessible, memorable way, in a very short space of time, that idea of almost distilling an argument down, like you'd tell someone over a coffee or over a glass of wine, and you'd say, here's why it matters, here's why we do it. So that was really the thinking behind the film.
Excellent. And so how did you sort of start the planning process? So what happens at the beginning? How do you sort of develop the script and all those other things?
Well, before the script, you're trying to nail down what the idea is and how it works. And I suppose we start, as we always do, from the audience. And the film was designed with one particular segment of that audience in mind, which I call the skeptical leader. So how do you approach somebody who kind of is all about efficiency and the numbers and doesn't really believe in this stuff and doesn't believe that it's important to their business? So the kind of person who maybe pays lip service to it but doesn't really live it or believe it. Having said that, we also needed a film that was going to be much wider in its application, was going to work for champions, for practitioners, for employees, so right across the piece. But it was quite useful to keep that skeptical leader idea in place, and that enabled us to challenge a bit, to sort of say, you know, we're going to tackle this subject head on, we're going to be quite direct in terms of the way we address it. And I think with films like this, if you can build some of the negative attitudes in, you know, why does engagement matter, what does it have to do with me, then you create something that is much more powerful and people and has more credibility. So that was the starting point. And there's another aspect of that where I don't know whether people remember the Blackcurrant Tango ad, which is a bit of a classic from years ago, but that was a sort of reference point as well. with this jingoistic kind of journey this guy goes on before he sits and stands in a boxing ring on the cliffs of Dover wanting to take on the world. So we didn't quite do that, and we didn't have the Harrier jump jets at the end, but we wanted that same kind of feel in terms of the very direct dialogue with the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I suppose once you pitch that idea to David and Nita and Ali, then it was a question of finding the funding. So that came from BIS and Waits, and that was great, and it just enabled us to get some of the people involved and some of the external costs covered. And then we really knuckled down and you're right, spent a lot of time working on the script and trying to get that absolutely right. And one of my greatest satisfactions with it is how many people have come back and said, oh, that bit about, you know, we're human beings, or that bit about, you know, it not just being for special occasions, that kind of thing. These things from the script that have really stuck with people, and I think help the film resonate, but also help hopefully carry people over into more of an engagement with the movement, into exploring the website, into finding out more what's going on.
And did you work closely with the people within the movement to do that, or because you're in the engagement space as far as film's concerned normally, was it something that came quite naturally to the organisation?
I think both. I think it was something we felt pretty passionately about. We'd already spent quite a lot of time kicking the ideas around and chatting about it. So I think we got to a fairly good place. We were asked to present the idea in sort of nucleus form to the task force before we went ahead and shot it, and that was quite interesting. So 40 people in a room just sort of pitching the idea. But the response was extremely positive, I have to say. And obviously the other thing, I suppose, that the other kind of critical success factors, one was the casting, you know, getting someone who was down to earth, believable, you know, someone that the audience would recognize as, you know, the equivalent to a normal person at work and just, you know, doing any kind of job. And then this other idea of lots of different locations, trying in the space of a couple of minutes to represent effectively the whole of the workplace environments across the UK. Now, obviously, we can't do that, but we wanted to get as much variety and difference, you know, financial services, warehouses, retail, you know, all those kind of different environments in, so that most people watching it would see something that connected with their place of work.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting, you and I spoke about the casting when we met recently, which when I watched the film the first time, I just watched it as it was and thought it was a great film. And then we had it played again at the end of one of the Guru Group meetings. Because I guess it was two viewings, you know, pretty close together, I sort of was looking for different things. And it really struck me how you really got it spot on with the main character, because he just seemed like one of those types of people who is stereotypically less likely to be engaged and not even want to be type thing, and that people would imagine that, and that actually as the video goes on you realise that he's just the same as everyone else. Everyone wants to feel engaged and that they're enjoying their work and they know what they're there for and that people value them and all those other things. And I thought it was really clever how, you know, your stereotype stuff in your head fits with the beginning of the film, thinking, oh yeah, right, you know the type sort of thing, and then he takes you straight through into a different paradigm, really.
Yeah, I think one of the great things about being involved in the movement is, and it also applies to an awful lot of the work we do for other clients, is, you know, it's the general truth that people spend an awful lot of time at work, and actually they want to be involved. They want to get more out of that. So actually, if you can help the company do that better, if you can help them find ways to do that better, to demand more, whatever, it feels like a really positive initiative. So I think it ties in with an awful lot of the work we're doing directly for our clients, as well as being absolutely the heart of both the film and the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've actually had a question on Google Plus, which I'm just going to throw at you, somebody saying that they're changing jobs and they don't want to say who they are, obviously. But how do you recommend that he or she uses the video to introduce employee engagement into a new organisation, into a new role? I guess you had some ideas about how the video might be used when you're putting it together. How can that be used to introduce the sort of concept to a new organisation?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the first thing is the practical thing. It's there, it's on the website, but it's actually also available from Engage for Success. So just get involved and say, I want to do a session, I want to do it like this, and we can send that through to you. The whole point of the film is it's been designed to be used as much as possible. And so that's very practical. It's there. You can, you know, you can get hold of something and show it. Secondly, I think it is an icebreaker. I use this term when we're talking about all kinds of different films we make, but it's something which ought to get people thinking about it, get people asking questions about their own situation. So my advice would be, I don't know exactly what role this person's going into, but I think it hopefully works both ways. If you're talking to the leadership and you feel that maybe they sort of get this halfway or they talk about it but get distracted with other priorities, then I think it's a great way to say, you know, sit down with me, watch this. I just want to give you some thoughts around, you know, maybe we need to prioritize this more. Maybe we need to put more energy and effort into it. So I think getting leaders seeing that, getting leaders seeing through the movement that there are some very distinguished and successful leaders signed up for this already, that's one mm-hmm. thing. But I think also, you can take that all the way down the chain, if you like. You know, if one of the massive barriers to engagement within organizations is, you know, your manager. You know, people don't leave companies, they leave managers, that old saying. Mm-hmm. And it has to be around how individual people in positions of responsibility behave. You know, is it open? Is it direct? Is it appreciative, all those kind of things. So I think the film gets people to ask all those kind of questions. So I think using it as a starting point with wider groups of managers is a really good idea. One of our clients, Scotia Gas Networks, is just about to do that, and they were debating how they were starting one of these sessions, and they were thinking of doing all sorts of other stuff, and I just suggested the film, and they've really grabbed that, and they're using that to kickstart this kind of discussion internally. And then finally, mm-hmm. I think it also works with your larger-scale employee audience, because, of course, you know, you can get people demanding this stuff. You know, I want to be listened to. I want to be appreciated, whatever that is. And I think it can also generate that kind of root up energy as well. So I think there's lots of ways it can be used. And I think generally speaking with film, the best thing to do is, you know, book a little bit of time, sit down, show it with minimal introduction, and then see where the conversation goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could definitely see it as a great discussion starter for you know, lots of reasons. So what sort of feedback have you had about the film, either within the movement or elsewhere?
Well, I think the best feedback has come through the movement in terms of people internally showing it within their organisations. And, you know, some of the big supporters of the whole Engage for Success movement, like Zirko, like GKN, like BAE and M&S, have just had really, really positive energy from showing it internally. So that's been mm-hmm. fantastic to hear. When we sat down with people and showed it, I think it is one of those films which doesn't need a lot of context. People get it very, very quickly. And I think also what I like about it is they appreciate this is actually quite a difficult nut to crack. You know, it's a complicated area. It's slightly intangible, but we managed to make it real for people. And that's the thing that I'm, I suppose, most pleased about. And when you show mm-hmm. it to people, they do pretty much generally appreciate that and get that. So that's really been nice to see when we've shown it to clients and prospective clients. It's been a great conversation starter for us, apart from anything else, just, you know, look at the power of film to sum up something which is very far-reaching, very, very intangible, and kind of make it real.
Yeah, yeah. Ali, are you still on the call? You had some good feedback about how it's been used elsewhere.
Hello. We were at one of the Task Force meetings recently, and Sir Eric Pickles was sharing about how he had used it with quite a number of the SMEs. He chairs quite a number of SMEs, and how he had shared it within that community, and the powerful effect that it had in terms of starting the conversation. And I think that really came out from the discussion that I was listening to you guys have, was that the power it can have to start a conversation, and a really quality conversation. And he was, you know, just saying in a number of organisations he's been able to see that happen. So that was really, really positive.
Yeah.
Your chairman,
you're one of the
listeners as well, don't you?
Say again?
I said, if your chairman's making you sit down and watch it, you have to pay attention as well.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of emphasis there. One of the quotes that got tweeted a bit, which you mentioned earlier, and I know it's one of Ali's favourite phrases, is the "I'm not a human resource, I'm a human being" section. And did you think that was going to be something that really stuck in people's minds?
Yes, I think engagement is one of those things that can get sidelined, and human resources probably isn't the best name for an area of business, and probably feels a bit outdated there. And I think the best HR directors kind of recognise that and go about things in a different way. So it was just being able to build that in, and just, you know, it's a challenge, isn't it? If you can challenge the viewer directly to not be complacent in the views they have already, then, and do it with a little bit of wit or surprise, then that saves the people. So I think it's an example of that where because it's doing that, it tends to be one of the phrases that people really remember.
It did remind me of when I was a little girl, though, and my next door neighbour told me I was a human being, and I went home and complained that they weren't being very nice to me. I didn't want to be a bean. But yes, it's probably better than being a resource. Okay, I'm going to be a bit controversial here. I'm going to put you on the spot, so it'll be fine, because I know you'll have a response to this. One of our co-hosts on the show, John Ingham, did put on his blog a comment that he had to reveal on the show a few weeks ago, because I said how great the film was, and he then said, I've blogged about it, I can't really say anything different to what I blogged about. So I'm going to tell you what he said, and I'm going to get your feedback on it. He said he thought it was cheesy. Now, I said, I wasn't sure I really thought I agreed with the description, but even if I could sort of describe it as cheesy, I still thought that that was probably part of the point. And actually, the fact that you mentioned the Tango ad, there probably was an element in that too. What would your response be to that?
It's only cheesy if it doesn't work. And I think most people I've shown this to, it does work. I mean, what you're doing there is, as I said, taking something big and complicated and distilling it down to 2.5 minutes. So it has to kind of massively simplify things, otherwise you can't do that. What I suppose I'd say is what stops it being cheesy is that it really brings the employee voice into the whole debate and into the discussion, and it's very easy to leave that out otherwise. I think we've done that in a genuine way, rather than just try to say all this stuff is great. We've tried to recognise there are sceptics, there are people who don't get this, and directly take them on. For me, things are cheesy when they're just rah-rah. And I think, in a way, you know, any film like this is a contract. You know, we are trying to get people excited about something, change their minds about something by the end. But if you just say it's all great, then A, you probably don't achieve that, and B, it feels cheesy. Here, I think, because we've built it up carefully, and we've recognised the negatives, and we've recognised the scale of the challenge, and we've built in all sorts of things which show that this isn't always done well, I think we've kind of earned the right for a rallying cry and something very positive at the end.
Mm-hmm. And after all, it is a very short film from the point of view, as you say, of sort of grabbing people's attention and getting something to happen as a result of watching it. So I guess that's part of how it grabs you and either gives you the impression that it's, you know, great or cheesy or whatever it might be. It's a shame John's not on because we could have debated it.
Can I add something to the debate?
Yes, you can, of course.
Just to say that I think there are different types of people. You know, some are kind of inspired and by that kind of thing, films, and some just aren't. And I was sharing it with a couple of people the other week, and in addition to that, we also shared the infographic of the evidence, and the combination of the two hit the people in the room. Now, I could tell that, you know, it resonated, you know, more with some than others, but in combination, those two things were really powerful.
Hmm.
I think the other
some people,
thing
I think, just have different ways, different styles, don't they?
Yeah.
I think the other thing that's relevant to that is, and we kind of have this a bit internally, is you have to think about these kind of things being reasonably fresh. You know, as we make a lot of films, so we see loads of films, as communicators, we tend to be quite exposed to this kind of thing. If you're thinking about the ordinary audience of leaders or employees or managers, that isn't quite the same. So I think sometimes you can afford to be more direct, more emotional maybe than perhaps somebody who's exposed to a lot of this stuff will always buy. I remember we made a film years ago for Tesco, which was based on Search for a Hero, and it wasn't my choice of music. My partner put it on there, and I thought, oh, bloody hell, we have to hear that again. And you know what? It was weird because the film reclaimed the music. It worked better with our film than it did in the Vauxhall ad that it was being used to death on. And actually, it worked. And it was, for the audience it was going to, and it absolutely nailed it. But if you were looking at it from a slightly jaundiced point of view, it felt over the top and that kind of thing. So I think you have to try and think as much as possible about this from the perspective of the audience. And, you know, obviously our view is that it was pitched right in terms of tone to deliver that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. As you say, it was going after the sort of vast majority of people out there who don't really get it or haven't really thought enough about it and that sort of thing. It wasn't really pitched at, shall I call him an HR guru, Ali? when you're immersed in it and you have a better understanding or more experience or whatever, you would have a different perspective to, you know, somebody who hadn't thought about it or somebody who had but didn't understand the sort of psychology behind it or whatever. So, as you say, it's about the audience and the majority of our audience or your audience for the film were you know, people that needed convincing or knew about it but needed to convince other people and that sort of thing. I agree very completely with that. Okay, so any other points to raise or questions to ask, Ali, Pete, points to raise? We've just got a minute and a half left.
My final word would be just that I do think film is incredibly powerful at this sort of delivery of an emotional aspect to what might be a dry or intangible subject. So whether that's a brand or a change of behaviour, you're just kind of doing that unlocking thing, which is getting stuff out there, getting it out in the open, and hopefully breaking down barriers to change or resistance. And I think film does that. I would say this, wouldn't I? But, you know, better than almost anything else.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, Pete, for your time today. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I think it's been a really good insight into the video. Next week, I think we're hoping to have Graham Frost on here, but it's got a question mark next to it, so I'm not sure if that's happening as yet, but we will let you know on the webpage on Blog Talk Radio Engage for Success. And we're going to go now with our jingle.
Engage for Success Radio. raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there is a better way to work.